Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. Joseph Amato is a second-generation Sicilian-American. He writes intellectual and cultural history, including poetry, philosophy, and ethics. Today, he's with us to discuss his latest book, My Three Sicilies. The book is written in the three languages of poetry, fiction, and history. Joe Amato, welcome to Dakota Midday.
No, thanks for having me, Lori. Thanks for having me.
You've been with us before, and as I look back on your bio and the other conversations you've had with us, you're often described not only as an author or a teacher, but as a thinker. I wonder if you might start out by talking to us a little bit about why you would call yourself a thinker.
Oh, okay. that's actually a nice compliment. I actually started without much a high school education, was all en route to being a dropout, and then took a certain passion to learning, happened to get a golf scholarship to the called the Evans Scholarship to the University of Michigan, and stumbled on to, I won't get into details here, go on and on, but stumbled into the question in history. I ended up in history because I thought I could make a living in philosophy. I didn't know if there was a living to be made in that, but I was very interested in that too. But I started out with the question, any one single question, what is time and how do we make sense out of time? So that was the question I started with, and in some way, I've never relented. I've just explored that question in different guises.
Tell me a little bit about this book, My Three Sicilies.
Well, your introduction did very well. It's about family and a search, particularly of grandparents, and particularly one grandparent, Rosalia. They actually focus in the middle, the front section. They're the focus of stories, of course, not literally so, but their lives are mutations of stories, largely stories about how they experienced the limits in Sicily, or yet they carried tragedies from Sicily with them to the United States. Mm-hmm. Another part of the story probably is my continuing trips to Sicily. And then it's obviously a study of background. So the poetry part of the book, which is part two, carries my impressions of rocks, temples, a land that's minimally 2,500 years old, but there's signs of it being 5,000 years old. It was a place of 26 civilizations. Mm-hmm. And so the poems represent a May trip sponsored by a humanities foundation in Minnesota, but they also represent my continuing love of certain places. There's poems to trees, and there's poems to old gods, gods that are now lie amidst fallen temples. Hmm. And there are other types of poems where I'm actually exploring the connection between sounds in Sicily and sounds in Detroit, or activities of Sicilian Americans in Detroit, or yet in Pennsylvania, coal country, Pennsylvania. So it's connected on all sorts of levels. There's all sorts of juxtapositions. And because there's juxtapositions, to get them in order, there's just a range of metaphors where things move from having one being to another plane of being.
And it really bears repeated readings, largely because of the richness and the layers of that metaphors. Would you think that was something intentional, that when you were writing the book, you thought, I want this to be able to be read more than once and have more revealed upon each reading?
I think so. If I could tell quickly, there is a book that preceded the prose side of the book, which is the last section. It's the history side, and it's a story of families. The very title of that book, it's actually an attempt to show people how to craft their family, not just into genealogy, but craft it into local history and then craft it into storytelling. And the title of that book was Jacob's Well. Now, just for a moment, I knew quite well I was doing this. Jacob's Well was my great Prussian great German grandfather I had, who had a marvelously prosperous saloon in Wisconsin. Jacob's Well is also the place where Jesus encounters the Samaritan woman and asks for a drink, and then ends up saying, "I am the living water." Mm-hmm. And then in the third part, when my mother was dying and 90 years old, one of the last things she focused on and phrase was, "Give me a drink." Mm-hmm. So there's a play there between a saloon is a kind of well owned by a man called Jacob, the Old Testament, the New Testament, and my mother's last day.
Your mother was a great collector of stories, is that right?
Yeah, and maybe more than collector, teller. Hmm. She might repeat it. I mean, if you didn't like the stories, she could drive you nuts telling you the same story. But I'd almost say she beat them into my head. I'd hear stories that wouldn't go on. But my grandparents on all three sides were intense storytellers. They really belonged more to oral culture, spoken culture, than written culture.
Hmm. Do you think that this book bears reading out loud then, or the poetry perhaps, maybe?
Some of it's in there. A lot of the times, like if I could hear the sound of an old fruit vendor in Detroit, I also heard that sound amplified and diversified in the markets of Palermo, or coming through the mountain villages. My grandparents are not quite mountaineers giving mountains that solemn high status, but more than just simply rolling hills. They were poor mountain peasants with nothing. And one of the lines of verse, no donkey to mortgage, no land for tillage. And that's what sent them scurrying out of Sicily, with both of them declaring, grandfather coming first and then trying to get a bride, and they exchanged photos. But both of them arrived in Ellis Island with $4.
Hmm.
And somehow or other managed to take the train out to Pennsylvania to the area of Hazleton, if your population would know that place. The specific village was a mixture, a contraction of Kelly and Ayers, a little town called Clares, and that's where they came.
Joseph Amato, thank you so much for bringing this story and sharing this book with us. We really appreciate having you, and please come back again.
Oh, well, I'll be delighted to come back again. Thank you for having me, Lori. Thanks a lot.
We'll see you next time. That's our show for today. We hope that it served you. I'd like to thank all of our guests, Dana Ferguson, Anita Patel, Eileen Briggs, Julie Garreau, and Joe Amato. Thanks as well to SDPB's Steve Zwemke and Gina Myrose.